MSO News, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mix of sun and clouds today, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:24 p.m. The city of Peabody has a new app. The Peabody Connect app is designed for iPhones and Android devices. This is Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt.
Peabody Connect enables you to contact city departments, pay municipal tax bills, report problems like potholes and downed tree branches, find information on public meetings, community events, and just about everything else you need to live, work, and play in Peabody. Available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, Peabody Connect helps you be informed, get involved, and stay connected.
That's Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt. Summer politics are heating up in Lynn. The Daily Item is reporting today that three city councilors will not be seeking re-election. They are Ward 1 Councilor Wayne Lawsey, Ward 2 Councilor Richard Starbard, and Ward 4 Councilor Richard Colucci. Colucci has served on the council for 31 years. In Ward 1, the Item is reporting that there are now six candidates seeking a council seat. A Nahant woman has been arrested on drug trafficking charges, including fentanyl. The Salem News is reporting a 25-year-old Una Timms of Nahant was arrested Friday by Salem police during a drug investigation. She was operating an unregistered vehicle and was allegedly in possession of approximately 47 grams of fentanyl and 28 grams of crack cocaine, all packaged for sale at the street level. Some Gloucester fishermen are wary of the wind turbine plan to be built off the North Shore. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that at a recent webinar, local residents sounded off on their concerns to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. One of their concerns is the construction process that some say may result in areas that will be lost forever to commercial fishermen. Another concern is the bulldozing of the bottom of the ocean to lay transmission lines that will lead to the displacement of habitat. The entire story is available in today's Gloucester Times. The city of Amesbury is switching to automated trash pickup. The Daily News of Newburyport reports today that the introduction of trash pickup trucks using specialized robotic arms should increase efficiency by minimizing the time at each stop. Sports with Bill Newell is next. Hear what's happening now with one local football team.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the A's in Oakland last night, 3-0. The series concludes tonight. The Navigators lost at Martha's Vineyard last night. They are home today for an 11:35 a.m. game at Fraser Field. Game details from last night are posted below right here on North Shore Today, as well as news on Sunday's League All-Star game to be played in Lynn. Swampscott High School hired Peter Bush back in February to become the school's head football coach, and the team continues to prepare now this summer for the 2023 season that kicks off this fall.
We kind of hopped right into our summer conditioning program, which was a continuation of the work the kids started to do back in December, right after, you know, right when we got done with Thanksgiving. The kids were chomping at the bit to get in the weight room. So we worked out and trained all through the winter, all through the spring. We got our multi-sport athletes actually to train in season, so it wasn't a thing where we had to kind of start from ground zero again. So we're into, you know, week four of our summer programs. We're in several passing leagues, you know, that are throughout the week. And, you know, we're just kind of looking forward to building off the momentum that we've kind of built from the wintertime.
Yeah. Bush played at Swampscott. His dad, Bill, is a former head coach in the program. And according to Peter Bush, his coaching staff has not changed all that much from a year ago.
Yeah, we're fortunate, Bill. You know, the carryover from Coach Sereno's staff, we pretty much kept everything intact. Chris Holy, who was helping Coach Sereno out with the offensive line, you know, he's returning. We are bringing on Matt Griffin, who coached at Lynn English for a number of years. He's going to be doing our running backs. And Robert Sereno is going to continue to work with the receivers and will serve as our offensive coordinator. On the defensive side, Jeff Beckett, who's a Swampscott High School grad. He's going to be coaching our D-line. He's also our head lacrosse coach. Dylan January, who was on that Super Bowl team of 2019, 2020 graduate, he's going to work with our linebackers. And I actually added a classmate of mine from 1997, Peter Beatrice, who I graduated and played with. He's going to be doing our defensive back. So The staff is starting to round out. There's a couple more people that I need to kind of get on the horn to talk to see if they're willing to help out. But we're really pleased. We have great coaches. They make it all about the kids. They work exceptionally hard. They put a lot of time in. But again, I think, you know, like I said, I'm pleased with the staff, and they're excited to get going.
Peter Bush, Swampscott football coach, will have a complete interview up with Coach Bush later today on the website. And finally, good luck tonight to the Danvers Americans and the Swampscott Little League teams as they have games this evening in Andover. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.